Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is The Art of Awesome, episode number 204.
Hit it!
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait!
Okay, now, from the beginning.
Hit it, boys.
Welcome to The Art of Awesome. My name is Nick Troutman, and I'm a professional athlete, entrepreneur, family man, and adventure seeker. My goal is to share with you stories, knowledge, and inspiration as we continue on the journey together, searching for that secret sauce to producing awesome results in everyday life. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let's get to it. Welcome back, everyone, to the Art of Awesome podcast. I am your host, Nick Troutman, and this is the show where we search for that secret sauce to success. Today is Friday. And if you guys have been following along the show, you know Fridays we do our short format, quick thought of the day, something that's kind of rattling around my brain, something that I want to share with you guys. And today I want to talk with you guys about something that I learned from Susanna Kindred. We did an interview with her back in episode 194. She's a clinical psychologist. And now she is a mindset coach for sustainable success. Really cool interview. Definitely go back and check that one out. I'll show the links in the show notes as well. But something that I talked about with her offline was about overcoming doubt and different ways that we can kind of overcome doubt in life. We obviously were talking about athletics and sports psychology kind of all in one as I'm kind of training and getting ready for the world championships this year. But this simply applies to everything in life, whether it be business, whether it be sports, relationships, any of that kind of stuff. And a question that she brought up, which I thought was really interesting, was, does this threaten my survival? Because what happens with doubt and fear is it's this survival instinct that kicks in where, you know, our old brain that used to deal with fight or flight when we'd be chased by a saber-toothed tiger, it still kicks in when we're threatened or we feel threatened by things in life that aren't actually life-threatening. So when we feel that fear or that doubt or that worry, and we get that fight or flight kind of mechanism that kicks on within the brain, what it does is it's telling us that something is life-threatening. So again, whether you hear, things on the news, they've been talking about bank collapses or, you know, possible recessions coming up or just economic downturns, that can kick in this fear and anxiety within the brain and start getting us worried and anxious. And a way to kind of overcome that and make your way through that anxiety or that fear or that doubt, again, whether it be, you know, in this scenario, dealing with the news, or whether it be dealing with an event. We were just last weekend was the U.S. Team trials for making the team to go to the World Championships. And there was a lot of athletes that I was talking with there that were dealing with that same feeling of anxiety and pressure of trying to make the team. And a way that Susanna helped me kind of deal with this and an idea that she had to kind of deal with that same feeling of anxiety or that fear or that fight or flight freeze mechanism that goes on is to ask yourself simply, does this threaten my survival? So within both of these examples, within the competition for the US team trials, to me, it's a pretty easy answer. Does this threaten my physical survival? Well, no, it's not going to. Clearly, making the US team or not making the US team, going to the World Championships or not going to the US or to the World Championships, isn't actually going to threaten your survival. Sure, it's something that you might have passion for or a deep desire. But once you recognize this isn't a survival instinct, I don't need to feel this anxiety, this anxiousness. It kind of just calms your whole system down and makes you realize like, okay, I don't need to be so worried or feel so anxious. Same with the economic news that we talked about, whether it be headlines on TV or reading a newspaper about possible economic downturn. Does that actually threaten your survival? No. Let's think about it. I mean, obviously, there could be job losses. If you had money in the stock market, you could lose money that way. There's different things that obviously wouldn't be great if that was the outcome, but does it threaten your physical survival? Is this a life or death scenario? Once you kind of put it in that context, you realize there's a lot of the fears and doubts that we have throughout life really are somewhat non-consequential. So therefore, we don't need to be so anxious. We don't need to be so fearful of these things. They are certainly not life or death scenarios. And once that comes into our recognition and our reality, we can calm down the nervous system. And you can start just looking at things with a broader external focus and a clearer reality of what the actual scenario is. So again, next time you feel that fear, that anxiety, it could be scouting a rapid, it could be speaking in public, it could be trying to talk to, you know, a girl or a guy that you want to meet. There's so many scenarios where we feel that fear, but the next time you feel that, quickly ask yourself, does this threaten my survival? And once you recognize that most of these scenarios are non-life or death situations, you can take a deep breath, you can relax, you can realize, okay, this is just a talk, this is just an interview, this is just a whatever it is, an event. I'm going to just enjoy this. I'm going to relax. I'm going to take it one stride at a time. And it makes everything a lot easier and it can calm down that whole nervous system and just make it a lot easier to live your life and not have to worry about that anxiety that can build up within us. So that's what I've got for you guys today. Something that I've been working on myself, something that I wanted to share with you guys. So again, just ask yourself, does this threaten my survival? And it might help you guys calm down throughout the day. Hope you guys got some value out of this. If you did, please, if you guys could leave us a rating and review, share it out with someone, help us build this collective and community as a whole. It would be greatly appreciated by myself and our whole community and collective. So thank you guys for doing that. As always, I am Nick Troutman signing off, wishing you all a truly awesome day. Cheers, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.